Wisconsin prosecutors want a new system for determining pay increases. Assistant district attorneys in Wisconsin make a starting salary of about $47,000. However, Association of State Prosecutors President Catherine White says many of them begin work with student loan debt.
That massive debt often exceeds $100,000. When hired as an assistant district attorney at the base payroll, in order to service that debt, a substantial number of assistant district attorneys take second jobs.
When that doesn't work, White says many give up and leave the profession.
When these people leave, they are replaced by new graduates from law school, new graduates who have the same type of massive debt that the people who left had when they started.
Milwaukee County Assistant DA Jeff Gripe says inadequate pay has resulted in a brain drain of prosecutors.
Since January 1st of 2001, Wisconsin has lost 72% of prosecutors in this state.
Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard says many offices are also running with a shortage of staff because there's not enough funding for the number of prosecutors they need to handle caseloads.
In 1989, there were 31 attorneys in the Dane County District Attorney's Office. Today there are 29, and we lose another at the end of this year.
Other counties are also expected to see ADA positions eliminated next year. Blanchard says a shortage of prosecutors could result in a declining standard of justice. The association says wages remain inadequate because recent labor agreements have only provided a 5% pay increase every 2 years. They want to reinstate a merit-based pay system, according to White.
That cycle has to stop. It cannot continue. The victims of crime in the state of Wisconsin deserve better than what the state government is giving us now.
Prosecutors are currently working without a contract. The group claims the state has been renegotiating that contract in bad faith and has filed a complaint. Andrew Baggett, Wisconsin Radio Network.